We talk about a vision. Mm-hmm. That's how we started this interview. And now, it seems to me, there is a vision. It's called the Green New Deal.
Yes, how about that?
Do you agree that that's the vision we've been waiting for?
No, because it's not comprehensive enough. But it is definitely a sign that we are losing our vision-averse past.
Where does it fall short?
It works on climate and economy. And there are racial implications in there. But there are other questions, like education, that it doesn't fully address. I mean, it addresses to some degree. You know, there are minor hits in it of it in various directions, but it's not a full-on. And it's presented in the spirit of, let's clean up the country's deficits, but it doesn't lay out, and the alternative way to run the United States would be dot, dot, dot. And that's what made the Nordic vision superior in that sense, or more, not superior, but more comprehensive, because they were actually positing, and the way, we're not just doing a cleanup job on the messes that our society is constantly creating, we're talking about restructuring the power relations in our society so that the 1%, the economic elite, no longer runs the society, but the workers and farmers with middle-class allies run the society, and the economic elite has to take a back seat. We're not rubbing them out. You know, we're not trying to kill them or anything. We just want them, if they're 1%, let's say, for this figuratively, then they should have 1% of the political power instead of having 80% of the political power, right? So we're wanting them to be proportionate, which means that we, the people, should be running our country. Well, the Green New Deal is a fabulous thing. In fact, I'm writing an article about it right now to praise it. And at the same time, though, I will point out that it's not the same as saying, and the way we need to run our society, the power shift that's really needed is because if they did that in the context in which it's being advanced, which is Congress, they would absolutely get nowhere. So that they're getting nowhere anyway, and they won't get far anyway. But even to raise it, you know, like in 2016, I think the first very heartening signal was sent. That I noticed anyway, which was by Black Lives Matter, the outfit called Movement for Black Lives, issued a manifesto. They called it a platform. They also called it a vision. August 1st, 2016. We can Google it. It's right there. My eyes teared up when I read it. And Byard would have been so happy with it. So it's definitely a visionary statement. And then there have been several visions that have come out since, and now this is the new one. So it's vision in this limited sense, but it shows that we're growing up. We're developing, activists are developing a maturity that dares to say what we're for, not just to be complaining about what we're against.
It's a real delight to have this access to you and your thoughts, and I'm very grateful, and thank you for all the work that you've done. It's amazing and quite an inspiration. Continued success.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you invited me to talk with you.